KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Health Products Regulatory Authority says safety warnings for contraceptives and cancer medication containing medroxyprogesterone acetate must be updated to reflect the possible risk of brain tumor. It follows research conducted in Europe and the US recently. However, the risk of meningioma is said to remain low, with only 32 global cases in 20 years. SAHPRA's Madimeja Mashishi says healthcare professionals should monitor for symptoms while patients are urged to discuss risks and follow medical advice.
A meningioma is a tumor which is usually non-cancerous that develops in the membranes surrounding the brain and spinal cord. SAHPRA's decision follows evidence from an investigation it conducted, which suggests the presence of an increased risk of meningioma in people using MPA-containing products.
The government has been accused of continuing to treat the arrested suspected illegal miners inhumanely. More than 200 Zamazamas were brought up to the surface during a rescue operation in Stilfontein near Klerksdorp this week. Police earlier confirmed only 9 of those rescued were in hospital under police guard, while over 100 were expected to appear before the Stilfontein Magistrates Court. The men, who have been underground with little access to food, appeared weak and emaciated when they emerged. President of the workers' union, Giwusa Mametlwe Sibei, says they are disappointed that the Northwest Health Department handed the men over to the police.
Despite being in a critical condition requiring immediate medical attention, these miners have been subjected to police custody rather than being hospitalized. We are appalled by the decision of the emergency healthcare services on site to hand over the miners to the ACPS rather than ensuring they receive the necessary professional checkup, assessment, and medical care.
And the UN says over 230,000 people have fled violence in the eastern DRC since the first of this month. It says escalating clashes between non-state armed groups and the Congolese army in North and South Kivu provinces are intensifying one of the world's most alarming yet underreported humanitarian crises. It's warned the conflict is marked by widespread human rights violations and massive forced displacement. The Rwanda-backed M23 has seized vast swathes of territory in the eastern DRC since its resurgence in 2021. The area, which is rich in natural resources, has been plagued by different conflicts for over 30 years. Durban 29 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 31.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. Sunrisers Eastern Cape have won the toss and have chosen to bat first against the Durban Super Giants in the SA20. The Sharks get a buck boost for their match against Bordeaux on Sunday following a frustrating run of injuries. And Novak Djokovic joins Alcaraz in the last 16 of the Australian Open.